Hi, welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, joined by Paul Hagan. And we're here to talk about a team that's had an interesting path this season, the Tampa Bay Rays. Some down, some up, some signs of hope. And what do you think we're going to see from this club in the second half, Paul?
Well, I think the big question, and we'll certainly ask Bill Chastain about it, is whether David Price will still be with the team after the trading deadline. And I think that's really going to be the storyline for the next several weeks until they make a decision one way or the other.
Yeah, curiously, Price himself has helped to make that a little harder decision than maybe it looked like a couple of weeks ago.
So, Bill, what do you think about that?
Well, I mean, Price is pitching as good as I've seen him pitch in his career, and I've seen him pitch some pretty good games. And, you know, I mean, he finished second in Cy Young one year and first another year. He wants to stay with the team. But, you know, one thing to think about is the Rays were – you know, interested in shopping him apparently in the off season, and they weren't, you know, they were no games out then. They're nine games out now, nine and a half. So I think that they're still open to looking at, you know, what's out there. I don't think they're, I don't think if they don't get what they want, I don't think they're going to deal though. But I certainly think it's not a situation where all bets are off.
How much differently are they looking at things with their little June-July run than they were a few weeks ago?
Well, you know, it almost puts them, in some respects, it makes them in more of a tough situation because, you know, the rest of the division has been so, I guess you want to call it mediocre this year, that it's one of those years that if they do get on a really good run, they could really be back in the thick of things. But you know, you wonder if they're hamstringing their future by not making some of these deals. They're a little weak at the top in their minor leagues right now. So, ostensibly, if you trade Price or Ben Zobrist or who knows, maybe even Hellickson. I saw a bunch of scouts at the game last night looking at Hellickson. You might be able to get some of those prospects that might turn into the next David Price or the next Chris Archer. So it is a tough call for them right now. But they've never really been restricted by – as I've been paying attention to this, you know, current regime that runs the Rays, they don't really seem to be restricted by deadlines. So I don't think they feel any pressure to trade by the July 31st trade deadline.
So it seems to me that what makes this such a unique situation is that this is a team a lot of people thought had a chance to win the pennant in the American League this year, got off to a terrible start, and now is now playing really well. It seems... How hard would it be for them to walk away from a chance, since they think they have a good team, if they are within six or seven games of the deadline?
Again, that's why the GMs make the big bucks. I mean, and I was one of those convinced that this was one of the best teams I've seen on paper that the Rays have had. Of course, I went back and looked at some of my predictions in the past, and the other one that I really thought was the best one I saw on paper was 2009. And of the past several years, those are probably the two teams that have been the underachievers. For some reason, this organization seems to be better, you know, suited when they're playing as the underdog.
Bill, how much better can this offense get without making any additions? You look at a guy like Myers, who is clearly supposed to be such a big part of what they were doing. They're doing without DeJesus. They're doing without Escobar. Now, you know, some of those guys aren't having the greatest years, but how much better do you think this offense gets when and if it gets healthy?
Well, all right, first, they do feel like that the team would get back to a level where closer to some of their career numbers. But they also had some contributions from guys like Kevin Kiermaier and Brandon Guyer that we would not have seen had there not been some injuries. So, you know, whether or not Myers comes back, you know, I talked to him yesterday, and he seems to think that his, you know, he should be getting his cast off, you know, to be looked at again in the next several days. And from there, you know, who knows what, you know, they might get him back in August. But that is one guy who could make a difference. I mean, he does have the power to make a difference. But the rest of the offense is kind of, you know, it's kind of similar, I think. So I just don't see it changing that much, although – it's got to get closer to the mean, I think, than what it has been.
Bill, assuming the Rays decide to go for it this year, what do you think gives them confidence that they're more the team that they've been the last month or so than they were the team the first 2 months of the season?
I just think that they've kind of found a rhythm, and that probably you know, tells them that they, you know, are doing what they originally thought they were going to do, and the fact that no team is really running away with things in the American League East. Now, I do think it's going to be difficult from any team in the American League East to make it as the wild card. And you know, you look at the numbers, and I can't recite them off the top of my head, what they'll have to do to, you know, get to 90 games. They have to play pretty good ball. So I guess they'll, you know, when they decide to make that final decision of if they're going to sprint to the finish or not, they are going to have to decide if they're going to take on those overwhelming odds.
One of the other things that stands out about this club to me, Bill, you know, I think people who watch this team over the years are really used to seeing really first-rate starting pitching, and that's not just David Price. You know, Archer's having a very nice year, but beyond that, it seems like the rotation's been kind of a disappointing surprise. What do you expect from them? Do you expect to see the Cobb that people thought they would see this year? Do you expect some improvement from Odorizzi? What do you expect to see from this rotation beyond Price in the second half?
You know, I certainly expect Cobb to get back. He's had some issues where he's, you know, he's explained to me that he's thought a little bit too much about his mechanics. And, you know, you don't want to go to the mound thinking about mechanics. You want to think about, you know, being going out the mound with your mechanics sound and thinking about attacking hitters and what your plan is. So I look for him to get back. He's one of the smartest guys, you know, out there. I think you're going to keep getting the same thing from Archer. Odorizzi has kind of settled into a nice little rhythm. And I really think, you know, I've seen Hellickson pitch well in the past. I think we're going to see, you know, him as a contributor, because I think last year, I think his elbow bothered him a lot more than what he let on. So, and even with the bad elbow last year, it was, you know, most of the situations were just, you know, a one inning where he just blew up. So, I think we could start seeing the starting pitching kind of kicking into gear a little bit. And certainly the bullpen could use it, because the bullpen has been doing really well, but they've been overextended a lot this year.
I know it. You know, things have been looking better lately, so it's not like they have to turn around a lot from where they are right now. But how much different does this club look if they're just routinely getting six or seven innings, two or three runs from the rotation, like I think they expect on a regular basis?
Oh, they look a lot different. That way you can play matchups with, you know, with your bullpen. And you know, they've gone to where now that they really don't have a closer. And it's worked for, so far it's worked out pretty well. You know, for instance, a lot of times, a couple times there, you know, in the last couple of weeks, he's let McGee, who really has kind of assumed the role of closer if there was one, they've let him come in the eighth inning and take on, you know, what's a good matchup for him, and then have Balfour or Oviedo or Peralta do the ninth. So, you know, it shortens the focus of the bullpen if you get those extra innings from your starters.
And, Bill, we've gone this long without even mentioning Evan Longoria, who has had an okay first half, but not the kind of first half probably that most people expect from him. What do you think? What do you expect to see from him after the break?
Well, my personal opinion, these guys, it always seems to me like hitters get closer to what their numbers are. So I think they've got a little bit of cash in the bank to come from Longoria, because I think he will get closer to his numbers as the season moves on. He's been here before. He's done it every year, and he's healthy is the main thing. So I think you can almost bank those numbers will improve.
Is he the key guy in the second half for the Rays?
Yeah, he probably is. I would say so.
Would definitely make a big difference to get him right, and it seems like there are a lot of things that could get right, and this could still be a team that can make a lot of noise. Bill Chastain, thanks very much for joining us on MLB.com Extras to talk about the Rays. Good luck in the second half, and thanks for your time.